sound. So,
the mail's here.
Good conversation there, guys.
Thanks.
I think we're a little bit ready for some mailbag. You ready for some mailbag?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready to talk about Homestuck for here.
Okay, next mailbag will just be Homestuck related. Anyway, time for mailbag!
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
We're through. Being cool.
Checking the mail. funny jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes and shit be up in here.
So is this the same mailbag
we did before? Oh, it's the same one we went through. Are you ready for round two?
See if there are any new replies.
There
also is.
There's like two. Actually, I don't know when the last time we tried to record it, so... Exactly. It's like a week ago, right?
Something like that.
Then there's probably more than two, but...
What if we really clumsily, like, cut and pasted that recording into this one?
I mean, I could do that, but I don't know where it ends.
We'll do that later. It'd sound really terrible, and it'll be awesome.
That way
we could just read the new ones and then, like, do things and...
I'm in favor of this idea.
Because, frankly, like, most of those were just, like, cannon fodder replies or something anyway, so...
All right, well, let's see if I can recognize... Stall for time so I can actually recognize where... Okay, I think I've...
I'll give us a trans-something sequence so we can, like, shift into the old mailbag and then back out again.
Hey, you guys, remember that last time?
We're through. Being in the present.
No, we have to do Wayne's World flashback sequence. Hey, guys, you remember that one time we read mailbag? Anyway, I guess we should move on since we're running out of shit to talk about.
We're not doing very good here.
Yeah, we're thumbs up us. Would you like... one or two sugars in your cup of mailbag!
Here's the mail, yeah, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Yes.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Bags of mails.
Mailbag.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Through being cool.
We're through. Checking the mail. We're through. Checking the mail.
Eliminate the fake ghosts and the spats.
The bills.
Our first reply on the topic of have you had an imposter dream? And if anybody
in
imposter...
It's going to be cannon fodder.
Yeah.
It's going to be cannon fodder, and he's going to have weird sex dreams about us. Please don't read it, Rick, please.
And second sub-question is, if anybody at POS would become a mass murderer, who would they be? Our first reply is from Soberman, Soapy at thedailypos.org.
Oh, okay.
He says, every now and then I have a dream that people at POS aren't getting along, and I wake up and punch a hole in the wall. There are over 1,000 holes in my wall right now. I use them as storage bin for my magic cards. For my magic cards, I suppose I should pronunciate that differently. Sub question. If your fucking fucks don't straighten the fuck up. Good job, Soap. Have they been biznatches?
Yeah, that was an honest and heartfelt reply from yours truly.
Bitches.
Bitches and hoes.
I'm fucking.
You should just leave POS forever, clearly.
I like how Anti left POS right when we started, like, not fighting anymore.
Anti is the catalyst.
He had nothing to stick around for.
My job is done. Anarchy left. Here you go, Soap. Next one's yours.
All right. This one's from Dick Turner, dickery@mailinator.com. Well, Mac, it looks like I'll have to level with you, see? I ain't never had no internet, and I'm too busy coming up with interesting metaphors to sleep, much less dream, see? Now, as for the case at hand now, I believe I've got our man. English. I believe I've got our man. His name is something of an enigma, like the kiss of your dead wife, ever elusive. He does have a pseudonym, though. One that through meticulous detectiving and researching has been brought to my eyes, never closed, like a Narden gnome's. Garden gnomes. That pseudonym is My First Joke Account. See?
My first joke account is going to be the mass murderer who attacks the entire place.
I guess that's a reply to the sub question. Or unless that's what he dreams about.
He dreams about my first joke account?
I dream about my first joke account.
He's a pretty dreamy fellow.
Yeah, clearly this is not one of the better attempts from Junior Podcast Spammer.
Where would mailbag be without spam replies? Like, it would be so boring.
It would. Who the fuck wants actual replies?
I don't.
Ben gets an interesting one.
What? Oh no, it's gonna be the creepy cannon fodder reply, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's gonna say, hi, Ben.
I hope Soap's writing this creepy cannon fodder reply right now.
From Dr. Maximilian, PhD, on whatever Maximilian Powers at elevator.com. It appears there's an entry on this internet phenomenon in my dream diary. Let's have a go at it. And yet I experience no physical travel, still wrapped in these plastic bandages inside a dank green gray hallway. 26 December 2058. I was at my Multivac terminal doing my annual socio-economical appraisal when suddenly on my electromagnet cathode ray tube monitorizing type monitor, the usual emerald point noir gave way to a bright, colorful image. Suddenly, my electro-driven typomotron was replaced by an extremely ergonomic and mysterious lightweight plastic board of keys. Alongside of it, as if from the ether, I spotted a bar of soap. And then I woke up. It seems there is not much to be had here, though I am now researching the implication of having bars of soap near Multivac.
TH.
Yeah, it's, well...
WH?
Yeah.
UH.
PAH.
Good job, Dr. Maximilian.
You know, occasionally, like these days, I regret choosing the name I chose just because people still to this day make shitty soap jokes.
Who does that, seriously?
Man, that soap, he's keeping the forms clean. Oh my god. Do I kill him? Fade to black. And scene. Yeah.
So, do we have any idea who sent this or who sends these weird spam replies to us?
I am 100% certain that was Your Average Joe.
Yeah, I thought so, because he went by the name Maximilian once, didn't he?
And it was completely inane.
But does he write them, or does he just find them?
No, he narrates them, duh. He just talks to Jagger over Skype.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, I get the next one, which is from jsgoldmagic@food.us.
Well,
he
that
says,
might actually be him.
Mario emoticon, and then Mario emoticon.
Were both of those Mario emoticons, or was one of them, like, the words Mario emoticon?
No, they're colon Mario, colon.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. Anyway, moving swiftly along.
As swiftly as we get these days.
Well, it's hard to be funny against these.
Yeah.
You guys are failing hardcore today. Fucking try harder.
Okay, I'll try hard to be funny.
We better look forward to the Ben replies later. They better be funny.
Alright, I've got another one loading up that Rick's sending to me. Alright, this one's from God. Email address god@god.god. Righto.
That's good job.
I dreamt I was in a basket with a bunch of losers. The only thing I could see through the weaving was eyes. Eyes everywhere. Then I woke up. I swear it's the last time I eat 20 pulp novels before going to bed.
Okay, that one was pretty good. Pulp novel. Nice work.
What are the implications of God having dreams?
Wait, before that, well, we could answer that, but the implications of this, he's seeing eyes everywhere. Is he referencing one staring vacantly?
I dreamt I was in a basket of losers, and the only thing I could see through weaving was eyes.
Wait, if he's inside the basket and he's looking through weaving, isn't he looking outside the basket?
Yeah, that makes sense, but...
And maybe the bunch of losers is us, and outside is Scott because he left PUS.
Well, let's think of this more literally. Scott left so long ago, he'd be far down the street. The person he'd see was Krem.
And maybe, and Krem's probably still watching. I bet Krem listened to that last
there
podcast.
There we go! That's the meaning. He sees eyes looking back into the weaving. Krem's still watching us. Or
always watching.
A cute anime girl down the hall from bed is watching. Desu-chan.
I'm just gonna knock on her door one day and interview her for PAWS.
Tell her to go on Skype and talk to Mr. Pibb. That's that now interviewer. And I'll just be like, well, that's the only fucking name I could get that went through. Oh. I spent like 2 hours like fishing names through, and I'm just like, eventually was just like Mr. Pibb.
Wasn't Kingrick 56 taken or something?
Kingrick 56 was taken. Kingrick 86 was taken. Kingrick 2007 was taken.
Cannon fodder.
I was like unprovoked walrus assault, soap on a rope. I was fishing through like all of them that I could get. I don't think I tried spatulator though. That might have been even better. Anyway, moving somewhat along. We totally nailed that one. Good job, team.
Good job.
We're the best, we're the strongest.
We're the best around. Nothing's ever gonna get us down. Ben?
Hello.
Bean?
Oh, wait, just a second.
Loading.
From SK at today, from aga at rootbeer.dreamhost.com. Several. Can't be asked to remember them, though I remember the very first one I had. Well, Melee Dream, anyway. Rick and Saturn Boeing were going to take over the world. Well, that's about it. It was quite something for the time.
King Rick 56 and a gay Melee IRC cop. In your dreams. Man, I miss Sam. That guy was awesome.
Yeah,
bring that guy back.
Yeah, if he could come back, I would just admin him that day. I would invite him to podcast.
Everybody would be like, who's this fag?
He's old school, motherfucker. He's better than you.
No, what's going to happen is someday, like, Isao Kronos is listening to this, and someday he's going to come into Melee with the name Saturn Boink, and you're going to up him, and then he's going to, like, kick everybody or something. Change the topic to say robots.
Or cocks.
I already have, like, Isao's thing highlighted on my screen. Like, his service provider, I have it highlighted. So it flashes red every time he enters a chat room. So, yeah. Important things I have red, like my name and stuff. But I always want to know when him or Akuma come into the room, so I have, like, their actual service provider name. His is like something.co, or and Isao's.
I guess Isao maybe isn't smart enough to go to another computer, huh?
No, well, not his IP part of it, but like the actual dot blank dot blank dot ca, which is yours.
bet sometime Krem's going to try to come back, and except it'll actually be Sal Kronos disguised as Krem.
Oh, we have ways of figuring that out. We ask him Krem-related questions about bread.
But if we say, what's your favorite kind of bread, and he yells, Cox, that's a good sign.
but what if he thinks to say, oh, to everything? Then we can't defeat that, Rick.
Yeah, you're right. Well,
we need to come up with something, just in case that happens.
We'll lock him into Wonder Garden.
Special fool.
We'll lock him in Wonder Garden with David and Spat, and they'll be able to work him over.
If he can survive that, it's the real crime.
No, we'll have him talk to SK for 10 minutes. If he doesn't get all pissed off, it's not crime.
Alternately, we made him talk to anybody for 10 minutes, and if he doesn't get pissed off, it's not his own. Or if they don't get pissed off.
Or you could say the word Indy and look at his face, and if he has like a negative reaction, it's a Sal Kronos.
He just starts shaking with rage. Yeah, we'll just start talking indie music with him. That's a good way to tell.
Yeah. Play indie music and see who melts.
Anyway, we got one more. We got one from Ben at beer.dreamhost.com, and he says, I told you, man! I told you about stairs! Perhaps you can...
I told you, I warned you, bro!
Dr. X had one weakness. Stairs.
Stairs. I told you, man. I told you about stairs.
If you had a contest, if you had a tournament to see who could withstand the evil of stairs for the longest amount of time, would it be a staring contest?
See if anyone's good at staring vacantly.
Oh, yo, stare joke. And
45 degrees.
And that is the end of Mailbag. Congrats.
Not a bad amount of replies for how short it's been since the last podcast.
Well, like three to five of them were the past 10 minutes, so.
Still.
Yeah, regardless. Now we go into segment 3, where we... So, I'm gonna throw this responsibility at you. Usually I try and generate the content, but you know what, motherfucker? You get people to talk this time.
Motherfucker.
Okay, what's going on? Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey.
What's shaking? Read any good newspapers on TV lately? Who's your favorite member of the Beatles? If you could be a car, which kind of car would you be? Shaken or stirred? I had some lasagna just now. What's your opinion on lasagna?
Good.
Have you ever been to a Checkers? They have good banana milkshakes. How do you like banana milkshakes?
I had one.
Remember that funny
Ben, stop him! Stop this crazy thing!
Hey, what do you guys think of the content on POS lately? Like, how do you feel about POScast these days?
Double keeps the Jacks overall in his attaché case and does not allow me to play with them.
I'm going to mute you two.
It's like they talk about zombies and it plays thriller. I don't know. It's kind of a.
I'm going to mute you guys.
I can't say I don't still like it.
There we go. Much better. Totally muted you guys. And coming back. Oh man, that was a fun time, guys.
Yeah, that was some mailbag there. Glad people writing in mailbags. Wait, Rick, did we get all the entries?
I can't hear you over Ben, who's fucking rocking out, son.
Was that all the entries? Like, are you sure there aren't two more that were just sent in?
Oh, you know what? I think there have been.
Oh, jeez. Well, golly gee willikers, we better read those mailbag entries.
Tell me.
Galileo, Figaro, Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy, nobody likes me. He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Sorry, I forgot the name.
Rick sending us the letter.
Ben.
Okay. Hi.
Okay.
I'm Daisy.
Okay,
on Garth.
Okay, Rick, I guess you pasted this in the wrong order or something.
Yeah, I forgot to get the name, so I put
this one's from Jagger. Podcast discussion topic. I think you should discuss Miyamoto's recent cryptic hinting at a possible Nintendo Cats title. Pussy licked. Pussy licked is in colons. It's like an emoji.
I think Ben died. Holy shit. You heard it here first on podcast.
Bad memories of a 1,000 blank white cards game gone wrong. Anyway, question. No. Sub question. I think Kayla's really trying to come out on top for this category, but I think Soap takes this one. You rarely see him actually vent at all. And for all you could tell, he's already killed before. He just seems so very content most of the time, as though all his problems are taken care of, so to speak.
So let's go from the top. Nintendo Cats title. Who the fuck bought Nintendogs? No one here.
Therefore, nobody.
Remember Tamagotchi? That's what I think Nintendogs is.
but
the polygons and shit, man.
There's like a feed button, pet button, and a poop button.
That's the dogs are in 3D. It's like there's really a dog in your hands.
So,
I wish I had a poop button.
Poop button.
I press other people's poop buttons all the time. They turn around and they get mad and they're like, "Jeez, guy, quit pressing my poop button all the time. It's very inconvenience me."
Shit gun. Anyway, sub question. David being a mad killer, it's too obvious. I think David wouldn't be the worst evil killer ever because he's too obviously a evil killer.
Apparently, I'm the time bomb here.
Time bomb? Fucking, you struck before and you'll strike again, son.
Doesn't he remember the time I banned Sal Kronos and then let him ban evade?
Well, you know, so just because you can ban people and they can come back and you don't really feel like you should do it again, if you murder somebody like you have, they can't just come back. You should remember that.
Oh,
they can't.
Okay, yeah.
They can't ban evade death, unless he's not looking at the door, and then they just get out.
I'll ask one
of
you.
Oh man!
I'll ask one of
Rick,
you guys.
Rick.
What?
You remember in Problem Sleuth when people were just leaving the afterlife all the time on death?
Yeah,
they were ban evading.
They were just ban evading. Yo ho ho. Anyway, so
people
were
just ban evading all the time.
But yeah, it's like as far as the killing people goes, I'm gonna leave that to you, so I can maintain good PR.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the guy who's got to go out and axe murder all year.
We could make that new cannon fodder guy do it.
He would probably fuck it up.
So essentially, death in Problem Sleuth is Soap.
Yeah. In the end, you just like lodge a large oboe in between life and death door. And then no one can get out.
Nobody can ban evade anymore.
All right, Ben.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
I'm PMing you this thingy motemotemotemotemotemotemotemotem.
Okay. From Spotulator. From spotulator@yahoo.com. I had a dream the other day that Lester joined the forums, and he and I had a grand old time talking about the good old days and miscellaneous yakage. I remembered he died. It made me sad. Sub question, I don't like to think about murder. It reminds me of death. Great job, Spot.
You know what also reminds me of death? People dying.
What?
Wow. Cookies remind me of
them. Yep. Great job, Spot.
Moving swiftly along.
Bland.
Bland replies, bland! From Jeremy, Jeremy Edison 07 @gmail.com. Actually, even though I just joined this site, I did have a dream the other day about really gross things being done to my Pokemon. It kind of disturbed and frightened me. But I happened upon the site and discovered that I'm not alone. GS Gold sounds like the kind of person who might go out and kill everyone. I'm gonna go with him.
Who?
GS Gold.
Ah.
As the sub question.
He just found the site, but he knows about GS Gold.
Objection! Present evidence.
Well, GS Gold had a lot of image fests and stuff.
A lot of the video fests got deleted by the Great Krem departure of 09.
The Great Kremming.
The Kremolith of 09.
The Krempocalypse.
Let's see here. I'm just going to move right along. That one was... Oh, here we got another one. You ready? We got a few.
There were more than two?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I didn't have my reading glasses on.
There you go. Another great one for you, so...
Oh, boy. Let's see. Let me wait for the rest of this to show up. Okay, this one's from Thomas Shelby, tshelby@lakeside.com. Just slide, glide, slippity slide. Just forget about your troubles in your 9-to-5. Just sail on, just sail on. Come along and ride on a fantastic voyage. Fantastic voyage here being in blink tags, size 18 tags, and move tags with a couple of emoticons on its sides.
In regards to a previous podcast question where somebody was like, hey, do you really think that it's better if somebody doesn't fake post as other people? Yes. Let me just go back and edit my reply there. Yes, stop posting as other people. Alright. Hey, we got one from Soap on a Rope. Here, I'll send this to you, Ben.
Yay!
Gotta do your best Soap voice.
Okay. I'm Soapy.
In the
Soap
very
on a Rope at thedailyboss.com. Of course, I had a dream, and here's my dream laid out before you like a flock of doves. It's called the Daily Posse. I have no clue. I can assure you there were going to be immediately banned from the site if they ever kill somebody. The Daily Posse takes life very seriously and does not approve of murder.
Does Hope just not use any punctuation whatsoever in his
sentences?
Just like in real life.
I think something's wrong with your clone, Soap.
Yeah, he was a little experimental. I based it on the old the code for the old VG trivia section.
I'm gonna be in my experimental clone, even though I can't punctuate it. I already know how great it's.
Anyway, Jones, they're pretty cool, right?
From Ricardo Mendez Crockett Jr. Ricardo and Dream Host. Dot blah blah blah.
Isn't that CWC's Spanish name?
It is.
Ricardo Mendez Crockett Jr., aka Ricardo Mendez, born in Salisbury, MD, which I think is Maryland, but grew up in a small town called Freetland, Maryland, where reggae music wasn't popular. At the age of 12, Ricardo started listening to reggae dance hall music, being influenced. Ricardo started singing at house parties and freestyling with friends. At the age of 21, Ricardo found a new love, that is, Jesus Christ. Now, moving forward, Ricardo is using his unique style for praise and worship. The end.
Good job, Ricardo.
Ricardo Mendez Crockett Jr.
That almost seems it almost seems like Akuma writing that.
It's just one of his friends.
If it were Akuma, he would use better punctuation and spelling. But Ricardo Mendez Crockett Jr. rolls off the tongue.
What a guy. What a guy.
Having a gaff.
That Ricardo. Uh-oh, here we go. This is going to Oh, wow, this looks promising already.
It immediately fails, though.
Okay, this is from M2K2 staff channel on today from none at given dot at all. It says, here's a lot. It contains an IRC line from Super Saiyan Blue that says, I'm going to kill all of you. This is an email.
Isn't it illegal to threaten people on the internet now? Can't we call, like, the police and actually? Because I remember Michigan passing a law like that.
Really?
Yeah, you couldn't threaten anybody on the internet. Huh. Otherwise, you went to super jail.
Super jail.
They just picked up the jail and put you under it.
Kind.
Anyway, the last one is all yours, Ben. Are you ready for fun?
Who is it?
You get the best
from
one.
Cannon Fodder at firethecannons@yahoo.com. Answer. Not that I can recall, but I did have a pretty weird dream where I had to poo, but these two guys wouldn't let me go to the bathroom, so I went to an Oracle, and she told me to make amends with Patrick Swayze, so I appear in school talking to my BFF Gabby, and I'm like, Gabby, I have to find Patrick Swayze, and she's like, okay, so we've busted out our old school detective uniforms with the hat and cloak and the magnifying glass, and there's this huge show-stopping musical number about detectives. It was a pretty cool dream. TLDR, no. Sub-answer, Krem or me.
What?
there's a little bit of blood.
That's how Cannon Fodder talks, right?
It must be K-pop or something. That must be K-pop lyrics.
I can't.
Must be.
Gabby?
Gabby.
Who the fuck names their kid Gabby?
Is it short for, like, Gabriella?
Why would you ever shorten your name to that? Why don't I just call myself fucking Cocksucker, short for Rick? Like.
Oh! I thought you were going to say short for woman.
Oh, yeah, I could just go down the street and just call every woman or small child cocksucker.
Or across the room.
Hey, Becky, you're a cocksucker. Yep. Anyway, back to podcast. Nothing. I love you. I love you, dear.
Becky.
Oh, here. You want your power cord back? You want your power cord back? Oh, your laptop's going to power down now, ain't it?
So, Soap, how about that domestic violence?
Oh, it fell to the floor. You'll have to get up. Oh, it's just out of reach. Ooh, poor baby. Yeah! There you go.
How about that domestic violence?
I never once actually touched her.
Okay.
Nothing. Oh, this is just cannon fodder. Don't look directly into this reply. You may go dead.
In all probability
you will become a retard if you read that. Anyway, that's the end of Mailbag.
Alright, we're through being cool.
Anyway, segment 3, where I drop
let's